I really think this is a wonderful decision on the part of the city. It saves the taxpayers. Ultimately, the savings will be $4 to $5 million. Not exactly sure what. The facility is downtown. You know, that facility didn't have a lot of other uses that it could be used for, and it was much larger than what Astra Bank needed.
I'm Christina Janney with the Hayes Post and Eagle Radio, and I'm speaking with Doug Williams of Grow Hayes about the Astra Bank development near 27th and Vine on this episode of the Hayes Post podcast.
Certainly, the use of that property for something other than a cemetery is a good thing, I think. And I really think this is a wonderful decision on the part of the city. It saves the taxpayers. Ultimately, the savings will be $4 to $5 million. Not exactly sure what. The facility is downtown. You know, that facility didn't have a lot of other uses that it could be used for, and it was much larger than what Astra Bank needed. It being right adjacent to the existing law enforcement center, many, many positive things there. A few negatives, you know, when you build new, you get exactly the floor plan and that kind of thing that you want. But the pros definitely outweigh the cons. But also importantly, and from an economic standpoint, is the development of that corner into what is going to be Astra Bank. But also, they're going to put up some additional space for some retail, as well as some office space for their regional offices, and leave the back half of the lot basically available for some development, which we hope will be some sort of a housing project. So lots of positives out of this.
Yeah, so you think that further helps us as a retail center to have that developed in commercial, or all commercial, or maybe eventually houses?
I think the mixed use is a great use of that property. Certainly, the city funds their general fund with sales tax. So the development of retail is always a high priority. We want to get as much retail into the community as well. And retail is also a quality of life issue. People want places to shop, restaurants to go to, and that type of thing. And so I think it's a great location for that. And as we develop that part of the lot out and things, I think it'll be extremely positive.
Well, I know there was some concern that that this project was going to raise taxes, but the movement of the police station out of the current law enforcement center was already in the city budget. So this is actually saving the taxpayers money.
That's correct. They had planned on this. They had started to put away funds for this and determined how they were going to pay for it. So this has been in the works. It is a savings. Those dollars can be deployed elsewhere, or just the city won't need as much. But bottom line is it's a good use of the corner there at 27th and Main, a good use of the facility downtown. And another case where, you know, we saw with Tommy's Car Wash when they went in the old Vagabond Hotel spot, this reuse of a property which has kind of run its course and is no longer usable for the function that maybe it was originally intended for, can be a very positive thing, as I think that has been. It was a tired hotel. It wasn't making any money for the owners. Now it's been put to use for something that can generate a lot of dollars into the community, and you know, the sales tax that is paid from car washes and the convenience of it being right there is a great use of that property versus what it was. This will be the same thing.
Well, and the police station moving out of the law enforcement center, the sheriff's office has also engaged in a consultant study to look at expanding their offices and potentially the jail where the police department was.
Yes, it's been pretty cramped quarters with both the police department and the sheriff's office and the jail operating out of that building, as well as the courts. And so I think the plan would be obviously for the city police department to relocate across the street. I think they're even going to relocate the municipal court.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Portion of that. That does open up some space in the existing facility. So some real positives from that standpoint. And yet they remain very close. It does make some sense for the police department to be adjacent to the jail and that kind of thing. So
yeah, and the court right there.
Yes, definitely.
The courthouse.
So that's all positive.
So and the Catholic schools, the Catholic diocese has also already found some land. I can't remember where that's at. for the expansion of this cemetery when it deems necessary.
Yes, they have. They were, I think, gifted some land south of Hayes on what would be Main Street as you continue to go south of Hayes, and they're expanding the cemetery in that area. Probably a better use for a cemetery in the outlying area. You know, obviously, when this cemetery, the Mount Allen Cemetery, was started, the city of Hayes wasn't anywhere close to that spot, but it has grown around it. And now at the arguably the best or one of the best corners in the city of Hayes, we have a cemetery. And so that may not be the best use, but it is what it is in that case. But they are going to relocate down south of town.
Yeah. Switching gears a little bit, there's going to be a meeting on Monday about a proposed project for an amphitheater. Can you tell us a little bit about that meeting coming up? Because the public isn't invited to come to that.
Definitely. It's a strategic doing session where you gather as many people from the community who are willing to come and participate and talk about a concept. In this particular case, it's a concept for a stage down in the park area, kind of down where the tennis courts are and where the band shell used to be years and years ago.
With the municipal park right there by the armory.
Correct. Right. Correct. And so just exploring what that might look like and how that might be funded and those type of things. It would be great to have. The challenge is always the funding. There is a limited amount of space down in that particular area. To do that, the tennis and pickleball courts would have to be relocated. There's certainly a cost associated with that. They would probably have to be relocated. I don't think anything's etched in stone. But a stage for Wild West Fest, Oktoberfest, concerts in the summertime, those kind of things would be a great addition. So it's going to be discussed and kicked around. And anybody that can make it, I believe it's at 6 o'clock on Monday evening at the public library. And would love to have as many people as possible there.
Yeah, we're going to be posting some information today on the post about that. So anybody who wants to come can talk about that and voice their interest or concerns. Do you have anything else for us this morning, Doug?
Well, I just was going to visit a little bit about Brief Space. We continue to just have overwhelming use of the facility down there. But we do have spots for people if they're looking for an office alternative. Brief Space is a co-working space, so we have various types of membership, whether it be a what we call a hot seat, where you just come in and you find a spot and you operate out of there for the day or whatever time frame you need. We're open 24/7, 365, so you come in, you find your spot, and you can operate with high-speed bandwidth and a great environment. Or we have fixed spots where you actually rent a spot by the month and can bring in your own file cabinet and that kind of thing. We do have monitors and that kind of thing in the spaces. So it's a terrific place. When you are a member of B-Space, you also have access to the meeting rooms, conference rooms, audio-visual items, podcast station. There's just a lot of things that you can have access to if you office down there.
Yeah, so just call Grow Hayes if you're interested in renting one of those spaces.
Definitely call or stop by and take a tour and see what it's like. I'm always amazed when people come into Brief Space and say, gosh, I've never been in here before. And I swear we've had a million people in there since we started operating. Going on 5 years now, still there are people who have not been in it. So we would love to have people come by and take a look.